8:11 on Taking the Lead. It's Friday, June 14th here on Taking the Lead. Glad you can join us. And it's time for Tech Talk with Shoreline Smart Homes. We have Mike Eisenhart, Scott Sterneman from Shoreline Smart Homes in the studio. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, Ray.
Good morning.
We've been talking a lot about, just everything that you can do with your home to make it a smart home. Everything from lighting to setting up your HVAC systems. I mean, but there's a whole lot more that you guys do, right?
That's true. These days, because of technology, yeah. I mean, you're finding tech everywhere. So like our segment today, we're going to talk about technologies in a commercial situation.
Yeah, yeah.
So anything that you would want in your home, being able to stream music, be able to watch a TV show, a specific TV show in a room of the house, that's getting more popular in businesses.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, think of a sports bar where there's, 30 televisions and they're all streaming different shows. That technology, the technology itself helps those situations with just changing a channel on a specific TV, as opposed to going up to a TV with a remote control and actually changing the channel on the TV next to you and upsetting somebody.
Yeah, three others.
Yeah,
I've
exactly.
Seen that happen.
Yeah.
I've seen that happen.
So automation, technology in the commercial world, is a big help.
Yeah.
So it keeps us busy.
We've been focusing on in past shows here, of things you can do in the home. And I wanted to bring you guys in and talk about the commercial availabilities that you have, like you mentioned, in some of the sports bars where they've got, 30, 40, 50, sometimes more TVs set up. And I've witnessed many times they'll come in and one game wraps up and they want to change it over to another channel and they grab the remote and they're actually holding that remote like just inches away from that TV monitor because they don't want to change anything else because they don't have the tech. And it takes, quite a bit of tech really, but it's not that hard, but it does take quite a bit of tech to set up multiple TVs when you're talking about.
Yeah, video. I mean, you've got the infrastructure of the cabling and the control system to make it all work. But in the end, give your bar manager, your restaurant manager, the ability to walk around into a room with an app on their phone or tablet and just say, hey, I'm at bar TV1 and I want to switch it to NBC and have a button to do that. And you're not affecting the rest of the restaurant. That's what automation will do for you.
Yeah. So if you're a business owner and you're looking to, beef up the technology in your business, boy, certainly give Shoreline Smart Homes, because it's not just, even though Smart Homes is in their name, the commercial technology that they offer is great. So TV monitors for sports programming or whatever it is that you want to do. But you also do digital signage, right?
Yeah, digital signage has gotten really popular. Having a large flat panel television, being able to stream content to that TV with a sign processor, whether it's a basic YouTube video or maybe it's a menu board for your menu, and the fact that you have a menu for breakfast, a menu for lunch, and a menu for dinner, and just to have that change automatically on the schedule, and the fact that you can log in with a PC on site and change your pricing or change that daily menu. Yeah. We also use it in small businesses as kind of like a whiteboard or a notification board. You see it in larger commercial, like office situations where it's basically for maybe even allowing employees to know what's going on that day or
employee break room.
If there's a severe weather coming, and you can have that pop up on monitors if the monitors are throughout the building to notify your employees. So, technology has a lot to offer in a commercial situation, and you can get pretty creative with it.
Yeah, yeah, and you hit the nail on the head when you talked about digital signage and how it's becoming ever more popular. And I'm just going to say it that, static signs or billboards, they're okay when you first put them up because, people notice something if it changes. But after a few days or a couple of weeks, if you're doing, static signs like a billboard, for instance, they don't work, people. People notice them for the first couple of times, and then they just become part of the scenery. And that's the beauty of a digital aspect is you can have it change up however often you want it to so that it keeps getting noticed multiple times.
Yeah, as simple as just a slideshow and changing out those slides weekly or daily to say different things, and you just have that information scrolling every 15, 20 seconds.
Yeah. And then the video distribution as well. We touch base on that a little bit, but break down video distribution. So we're talking about multiple TVs and multiple channels, but what other types of video distribution, training videos or anything like that possibly?
Yeah,
or?
I mean, you could do that. I mean, when you get into like restaurants where you've got a bar situation or they have multiple TVs throughout a building, but they don't want to have a cable box or a satellite TV box at every television. I mean, upfront cost of putting in video distribution is going to be there, but then you won't have that larger monthly fee with the cable company or the satellite company. Because let's face it, if you've got 10 TVs throughout a restaurant, and the fact that in some restaurants you can't see all 10 TVs from the same location, well, then why not share three or four cable boxes on those 10 televisions? You do that with distributed video.
And the commercial price for video is substantially different than your home.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
As anybody who has a business knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, they charge you a lot more for commercial video.
Absolutely. So. All right, so we touched on video. Audio, though, just background music. What types of audio systems can you put in on a commercial perspective?
Pretty much, you know, whether it's the, for commercial, whether it's the traditional 70-volt systems or we're talking 4 to 8 ohm systems. With speakers in the ceilings or outdoor speakers, if you've got a patio with
back patio
deck or what have you, goes back to you know, how do you want to listen to it? You want to listen to vinyl? You want to listen to streaming audio through Pandora or Spotify? Assuming you have a commercial account and you're doing that, all kinds of audio we're able to do that with.
Yep,
and different zones if you want to listen to. You know, if you've got a little bit more of a quieter room over here and you want to listen to something a little bit more mellow and you've got a bar area on the other side, you want to listen to something a little bit more upbeat, have the ability to do that.
And having good quality audio, I mean, sometimes I've been in some businesses, some restaurants and things where they've got, you know, an audio system and it's just a couple of speakers hanging on the wall. Well, if you're sitting right in front of those speakers, you can hear it just fine, but you get off to the side, you can't hear it very well, or the sound quality is really poor. It's usually like, refer back to like the old Muzak where it was really tinny or something, you know.
It goes into the planning of where you put those speakers. I mean, if you've got a big room, but you've got two speakers, I feel bad for the people who have to sit next to those two speakers.
Because you have to have it so loud.
Yeah, you got to have, you got to design it to have the proper amount of sound coverage. So you end up with more speakers than you think you need.
Yeah.
But, you know, we sell a lot of JBL Pro Audio, which does a lot of in-ceiling and in-wall surface mount as well. And they've got software that helps us, you know, how high are the ceilings? How big is the room? And then you plug that in and it'll tell you how many speakers you need and how much power you need to drive them. So you have good quality sound blanketing the area without it being too loud or not have what we call hot spots where you're too close to a speaker.
Or it echoes and sounds terrible or
something. Yep, you got to take that into consideration, surfaces, if it's hard surfaces or carpet. And then, you know, you get into some of these venues where they get in live, somebody playing live music on a Friday or Saturday night.
Well, that was my next question.
They want to be able to hear that on the other side of the restaurant if it's in a different room. And so you get the proper connections in there and you get a control system that allows you to hit a button to say, hey, I want to listen to the live microphone, you know, in the banquet room, you know, and you can do that.
Awesome. And then, and we touched on this, I believe it was last week, surveillance cameras and recording systems for security reasons as well, but just surveillance cameras so the business owners can keep up with what's going on in their restaurants or businesses.
Yeah, it's just peace of mind. I mean, you know, you want to see nobody's everywhere all the time. And so to be able to go back and kind of see what's going on, or it's as much a safety thing as it is a management tool.
Yeah.
That you can, you know, maybe you want to alter this setup or that setup, or you're just kind of watching to see how the flow goes.
Traffic patterns
and whatnot, and the ability to even log in remotely. I got to go out of town, and I still want to be able to kind of check in, see what's going on with my employees and so on and so forth. Or it's a great tool to have.
Or if you want to check in and see, you know, maybe you own a restaurant and you want to see how busy it is, or, you know, you can log in from pretty much anywhere on your phone and kind of see what's the activity. And then after hours things, I mean, you know, you've got hopefully trusted employees working for you, but sometimes things go out the back door that you don't know about. You can kind of help control costs that way.
Yeah. If there's an area, you know, if you've got a rule or something like that that says, hey, this area is closed and there shouldn't be anybody in this area past 11 o'clock, all of a sudden, you know, the camera sees traffic, we can alert, you know, send a push notification to a phone and say, hey, wait a minute, you might want to check the camera because there's motion in an area there's not supposed to be motion.
Yeah, we did a camera system a few years ago at a local hotel, and that first summer, you know, somebody had gone and thrown all the pool seating into the swimming pool.
Oh, nice.
And we're like, who would do that?
Yeah.
We went back and looked at the recording. We forgot there was a thunderstorm that night, and the winds actually blew all their aluminum chairs into the swimming pool.
And so and they thought it was somebody that blew
it. Yeah, we thought it was somebody just messing around, and it was, you know, Mother Nature. So be able to go back and look at recordings to see what happens.
Now, you've done some recently just some featured projects at a couple of locations as well.
Yeah, I mean, in the past year, and it's still an ongoing project, we've did a big tech upgrade at Fernwood Botanical Gardens out there in Buchanan, Bering Springs area. Several years ago, a very large project for us, Sean Todman and his family with Renaissance Athletic Club. We did all the audio distribution, video distribution. We actually have lighting control in the areas. Basically, that place turns on and off every day on a schedule. So it's great to have projects like that to be able to see how much more you can do with technology.
Yeah, and it takes the employees, you know, as opposed to having a person dedicated to walk, I got to turn the sound on, I got to turn the TVs on, I got to turn the lights on in all these different rooms and all these different places. You know, how much time does that save when you walk in the door?
Yeah.
It's done.
It's already on.
It's already on.
Or you touch one
based
button.
On hours of operation, that place turns on 5 minutes before they open, and we start turning half the lights off about 10 minutes before they close and let people know it's time to pack up, and scheduling for those services is makes things run smoothly.
How can, for anything that we've talked about today, guys, how can they get a hold of you? What's the best way?
Best way is either email sales@shorelinesmarthomes.com. They can call us on our numbers, 269-983-1115, or visit our website, shorelinesmarthomes.com.
Mike Eisenhart, Scott Sterneman, Shoreline Smart Homes. This has been Tech Talk with Shoreline Smart Homes for this Friday. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.